I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
Yeah. Megan, the moment we've been waiting for is finally here.
Yes. On this week's episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Brandi Glanville revealed that she and Denise Richards hooked up.
The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills had a lot to say about the alleged relationship in the latest installment of BravoTV.com's exclusive after show.
Despite their rocky history, Kyle explained why she wasn't surprised by Brandi's story.
That's right. She said Brandi can be, quote, a real asshole sometimes, but she's not someone who, quote, invents stories.
And Teddy also weighed in on whether she believes Denise really trash-talked all the ladies, including that cheap shot about Teddy living in her famous dad's shadow.
The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills after show is available every Wednesday on BravoTV.com and Bravo's YouTube channel.
Let's take a listen.
So Brandi revealed to you some pretty surprising information about her relationship with Denise.
The first night I was there, like, we just had a good night, we're hanging out, and then the next night we got really drunk and we were just so f***ed up, and it was just like, we kind of hooked up, and then...
Who's we?
Denise and I.
Like kiss?
Like everything.
Did you hear anything about this before that night?
Kim had not told me prior to that. So I didn't know anything about that before that. I mean, nobody cares, you know, what two people, adults decide to do, or, you know, allegedly did, or whatever you want to say. So it wasn't even about that. But of course, you know, when you hear it, you're a little bit like, oh my gosh, that's, you know, you're a little taken aback.
I was uncomfortable. The kids were downstairs and we were in the loft and there was no door. And I just couldn't get into it. And the next day she just said to me, she's like, no matter what you do, you can't tell Aaron. He will kill me.
The part that resonated with me is Brandi seemed hurt. She was talking about Denise, like this beautiful woman was interested in me. And, you know, it really felt to me like somebody who had been hurt and didn't know how to handle it. It wasn't necessarily like, why? It didn't seem like she was making up a story. It seemed like she was hurt and telling the story because she was hurt.
What happened after that?
It was kind of like, I never really existed, but then she would text me and stay in touch to make sure that, like, everything was kosher. I never wanted to see her in that way again.
Right.
She made me believe that I did something wrong. And then I had a breakdown and I told Kim, and Kim's like, she tricked you. And I'm like, no. And I was ashamed of it. I don't know. I just felt horrible.
Kim kept saying, Brandi is really hurt because the one thing that Brandi really prides herself on is not being a cheater.
Oh, you're the girl that had sex with my husband.
Brandi, I kind of used to date her husband.
I'm sorry, like,
God. Don't cry, really, because I lost my family. I lost everything that I had. So if anyone's gonna cry here, it's not gonna be you.
And so the fact that Denise has made her out to feel like a cheater because Denise told her, you know, Aaron can never know, blah, blah, blah. Now all of a sudden, the one thing that Brandi has prided herself on, now she feels guilty about. And I feel like Kim was protecting her friend in that moment. Like, I know her and she isn't a cheater.
So this week, Brandi tells you a little bit about her history with Denise.
She invited me to go to her set in Northern California to do my podcast. She really wanted to hang out a lot, and she's like, just come here. And I was like, okay, I'll just go there. It was just like, we kind of hooked up, and then...
Who's we?
Denise and I.
What did you initially think of Brandi's stories?
I never thought Brandi was making them up. All I know is that they, you know, were friends, and, you know, what I'd seen pictures of them on Instagram, you know, together when this, you know, incident, you know, allegedly happened. And then it sort of made more sense of why she was so nervous coming to the children's hospital event.
She's good?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a little nervous. I don't know why.
Because I was like, why is she so nervous when she's literally was on the show for years and the camera's like, what's the big deal? But now it made more sense. I mean, listen, Brandi and I have had our issues. And for lack of a better word, she can be a real asshole sometimes. I don't see her to be someone who invents stories. I really don't. I mean, that was never our issue. You know, even the stuff that she like had said back in the day about the tabloids and this and that.
I had the tabloids at my house that were not good. She put it in my luggage because you need to bring this. And I said, I'm not bringing that. And she put it back in my luggage.
I'm such an idiot.
She was not saying that she believed those things in the tabloids. She was, you know, bringing them up to, you know, create a havoc in my life. But she even said, I don't believe him. I know that, you know, for a fact, someone I spoke to had said it was made up and blah, blah, blah. But I just don't see her being a liar. So when she said it, I figured, okay. Even though it was sort of like salacious, I wasn't surprised, actually.
So Brandy's claims about what Denise said behind your backs left you pretty shocked.
I know that was hard to talk about, but I also feel like they needed to know who they're dealing with. Maybe it felt good to talk to somebody else as well.
I mean, I don't feel good right now, but...
And now I have to, like, look at this chick that, like, blatantly hates me. Give me...
That's, like, the least of the worst right now.
I know, but also, we're going on a f***ing trip with her.
This is sort of, like, a weird thing to sort of address. Obviously, I knew my sister Kim was coming. We didn't know that, you know, Brandy was coming and what was going to be... told to us. So the issue with Denise was about the stuff that was said about the group and all of us.
What you see is not what you get. She doesn't like you at all. At all. She's said horrible things about you. You're obnoxious. You'll do anything to be in this group because you've lived under your dad's shadow your whole life. And it was just like, just mean.
So when you heard that Denise was saying these things about you guys behind your back, what was going on in your head?
I mean, for me, it was, I wish she would have said those things to my face because I gave her ample opportunity to do so.
Where do you want to go from here?
I want to go. If something's bothering you with me, tell me.
I already told you.
Yeah, so great.
I even said to her, please, tell me what you're feeling, what the situation is, because I feel this tension and blah, blah, blah. And she was like, no, I'm good. You know, and I think that I wasn't shocked that she had been saying things about me. I was just shocked at the things that she actually said. Because to say that I'm desperate to be in this friend group or that I've been living in my dad's shadow or any of those things, I just thought it was not necessary. Like, if you have an issue with me, yeah, it was a cheap shot. If you have an issue with me, have a real issue with me. But I've never used my dad to get out of an argument with a friend or to any of those types of things. Like, when people go to attack me on Twitter, those are the things that they say. But anybody that really knows me knows that, like, the last thing that I do is, like, try to live in my dad's shadow. I've worked my entire life. Since I was 17 years old, been working out here. You know, I started in the mailroom at CAA. Like, I have worked my butt off and I'm really proud of myself. And I take pride in how hard I've worked and the life that I've created for myself. Like, hell, I don't even have a trust fund. I have, you know, like, I have a relationship with my dad, but that's it. And I've never once used it to leverage my situation in this group. If you have heard me talk about my dad, it's because he's probably called, like,
well, he's your dad. I mean, that's normal. I talk about my family because they're my family.
They're my family. And, like, Kyle's met my dad, all of these things. But, like, I'm not using it to get some platform. And to say desperate in this friend group is to say the same thing. Like, I'm desperate to be on this show. For somebody who has kids with celebrity parents, I just thought it was really a low blow. And I think that, you know, coming from somebody that has kids that are going to grow up with that same cheap shot, it wasn't cool.
Camille's conversation with you is getting more and more awkward.
No, it went on forever.
What month are you in?
I am 6 months next week. Yeah.
You don't look 6 months.
Oh, thank you. To be honest, you don't have to go through the pleasantries with me. I know you don't hey. I don't really trust what you have to say.
I really wanted to have a conversation and be very honest with Camille because Camille can twist things in her mind sometimes.
You just can't cut to it. I don't know why you just can't cut to it. You're such a f***ing liar.
here, Camille, and I know what it feels like to be wrongfully accused and humiliated all over the world, the country, the world, for lies.
This is truly a setup.
What are you talking about?
Is she on something?
I wanted to be very direct. Camille, I do not need this from you. I don't. And then they kept being like, well, Teddy, you can accept a compliment.
Wave and keep it moving.
You just don't want the compliment.
I don't need it. Okay.
Like making it like I'm insecure or not able to accept, like, you look nice. And it wasn't about that. It was about I don't need compliments from somebody that I don't know, I don't trust, that I'm not interested in having that relationship with. So they were flipping around what I was saying to be something else. And then Denise chimes in with her, oh, well, Teddy's not as forgiving as I am.
I'm sorry, and I know time heals.
It's nice to see you.
Good to see you. Okay.
Bye. I'm a little more forgiving than this one.
Yeah, it's okay. She needs her time. I respect that. I need a little time.
Well, golf claps for you, Denise. You are perfect once again. Anyways, like, what skin do you have in this game, Denise? What is your reason for doing it? I'm trying to have an honest conversation with Camille and say, hey, I don't need that from you. You don't like me. You've made that abundantly clear. Let's just take our own sides and, hey, good to see you, and keep it moving. I don't need the small talk, you know, that makes it fake. And it's not about not being able to accept a compliment. It's about, like, why spend your time faking it with somebody that's going to end up turning it around anyway?
So what was it like when Brandy showed up at your fundraiser?
Cheers.
Wait, everyone else gets... Hold on. That's not fair.
You have the moment right now to say, we just got married and I love her vagina.
Wait, what? Wait here.
Well, listen, Brandy's known to be a party girl. She admits that herself. She wrote a book about it, for God's sakes, drinking and tweeting. I think that she took it extra far that night. She was so nervous about the cameras and this and that. And I was like, what are you talking about? I mean, you've been in front of the cameras for so long and, you know everybody here. We're here to have fun, blah, blah, blah.
I had really only met Brandy twice. So I had met Brandy at like an event once. And then she did my podcast. That's as far as I knew her. And then when I saw her at Kyle's, she said to me right at the beginning, like, oh, I was nervous to come here tonight, so I drank too much getting ready. But then I didn't see all the other stuff because I was forced to talk to Camille for decades.
And babies are good luck.
Did you say they're good luck?
They are. People used to say that to me all the time. It's a lot of
they're
work.
Pretty amazing.
It's a lot of work, okay? Yeah. It's a lot of work, but it's very rewarding.
Yeah.
So I wasn't there when the stage thing happened.
I remember she tried to dance with me on the dance floor at Kyle's event, and I think she was trying to take me down, and she's very strong. But I was like, I am not going to fall on the floor. This is not going to happen. Not tonight, Satan. No. Stop dancing with me like that.
Were you shocked by Brandy's behavior?
Well, no, not from Brandy. I mean, she's come to my Christmas party before in a really naughty elf, like girl elf costume thing. It was a lot of boobs coming out and like really high heels and a lot of legs. And like was making out with some guy in my tent. And she was maybe overserved that night as well. So, but you know, I'm a drinker too, so it doesn't bother me. She's fun and then also like cringe. It's like fun and then all of a sudden you're like, not fun anymore, not funny. Abort, abort, abort. Like you just want to tell her to calm down. You know, she gets so excited or needs a lot of attention. I don't know what it is, but yeah. That's how she is.
So I really think that there was a lot more going on in her mind than I even realized. So she drank a lot that night. What can I say? I mean, I should not be laughing, but I mean, we can laugh about it now.
It happens to all of us.
We're going to bed.
I hate it's every...
Night. All night. We're going night. No, we're not having
a chip. Dorit, you have like a huge background, obviously, in the business side of fashion. So what was it like this season seeing Erica's shoe collection get launched?
Shoes hanging from the ceiling.
Look at that.
Oh my God, that is right? So fun.
I
really enjoy it. It's a space that I've been in for a long time and I love it. Also, I know what goes into doing it. So I have like a vast appreciation for anyone that's going into this business because I know
for
what
how
it
hard it is.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's hard.
You don't wiggle
it's
your nose.
It's months and months of design. Yeah.
So if I have any knowledge that I can pass on or I can help any of my friends and they go into that sector with pleasure. So I love it. And I love watching the girls create and doing different things, you know, so it's fun for me.
Well, I think like, you know, Dorit really understands this because she's a designer. Bringing your vision to life is really cool. And anytime I get to work with Shoot and Create, it's a pleasure.
And it shows in her collections.
Thank you.
It really
does.
It's
fun. And the girl, you showed up wearing the shoes. I mean, thank you from the bottom of my heart because you didn't have to. Because let's be honest, you have Louboutin, you have all the best shoes in your whole closet. But you know what? The lady showed up and wore my shoes.
Absolutely.
And I'm appreciative of that. Because that's what girls do.
Yes.
Damn it.
I love to support. I love it.
Friends do.
Yeah.
And you give a toast, thanking everyone for being there.
First off, thank you to everyone, my friends, and everybody that came out tonight. I really appreciate it. Thank you for letting me be me. And I can't believe this is a cake. Thank you, guys. Enjoy. Have some drinks. Thank you all for coming.
What do you mean when you say thank you for letting me be me?
Well, thank you for letting me be me. Thank you for letting me express myself and be myself and not feel so pressured into being, you know, we as women, we're people pleasers. So I'm really appreciative when people accept me for exactly who I am, good, bad, and different. And these women that I have years-long relationships with, I appreciate their friendship. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being there. We all speak to each other when we need each other outside of the show. I mean, that is true. And, you know, we're in a unique experience. It's almost, you almost don't understand it unless you've done this. And there is a bond that goes with that. Even with people that you may not get along with or that you may have differences with. And so, thank you for letting me be me.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9. And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me, kiss.